You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
A plus rated with the BBB. So call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Florida Governor Rick Scott is suing the Obama administration in a fight over Medicaid expansion. Appearing on Fox News On the Record, Scott said the government's plan to cancel an important health program is like blackmail.
It's called the low-income pool. It's for, you know, low-income families. Now what they're saying is they're not going to keep that program going unless the state expands Obamacare.
Scott says withdrawing the funding goes against a recent Supreme Court decision that prohibits the government from using extreme tactics to push Medicaid expansion. He is working with Florida's Attorney General to file the suit, saying he has to stand up for those who need the program, as well as all taxpayers in the state.
One, the citizens that have a program that they're relying on, those that can't afford their own health care, that's one. Then two, the rest of our citizens that have said, you know, we're paying our federal taxes and we're not going to let the federal government tell us how to run our state.
The billionaire who founded camera maker GoPro is about to become the highest paid CEO in America. Nick Woodman is sitting on 4.5 million stock units that currently are worth more than $200 million. 39-year-old Woodman founded GoPro in 2004 after getting the idea for a high-definition personal camera while on a surfing trip. ESPN is suspending sideline reporter Britt McHenry. The one-week penalty comes after a video surfaced Thursday of her berating an employee at a tow truck company earlier this month in Arlington, Virginia. McHenry was upset that her car had been towed. The video of the incident has gone viral. We invite you to join us online for more special interest stories, news, and headlines at usaheadlinenews.com.
The news is sponsored by Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures. Never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And the weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins today with scattered showers, cloudy, and a high near 69 degrees. Westerly winds will be around 8 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 30%. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms before 10 p.m., then isolated showers between 10 p.m. and 11 p.m. Mostly cloudy skies with a low around 50 degrees. Westerly winds will be around 6 miles per hour, becoming northerly after midnight, and the chance of precipitation is 40%. On Saturday, sunny skies with a high near 77, light northwesterly winds becoming westerly at 10 to 15 miles per hour in the morning. Saturday evening, mostly clear skies and a low around 43 degrees. On Sunday, sunny skies again with a high near 62 degrees and northeasterly winds around 7 miles per hour. Sunday evening, a chance of rain after 3 a.m., mostly cloudy skies, and a low around 48 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 50%. Start your work week on Monday. Periods of rain, mainly after 9 a.m., and a high near 60%. The chance of precipitation is 90%. And you are here listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. Hunterdon Helplines radio show here every Friday morning between 10 and 11 on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet radio station. I am Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline, your host of this show, and very happy to say that today we're talking about Hunterdon Youth Services. We have Lawrence Brooks, who is the Executive Director of the organization, as well as Carolyn Evans, who is the Board Vice President. Welcome. It's always good to have you, Lawrence, and good to have you as a first-timer, Carolyn.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Susan.
Great. I just love having you here because I think you're one of the best-kept secrets of Hunterdon County. I think that the work that you do is absolutely amazing. I think we tend to kind of shroud ourselves in this misnomer about Hunterdon County not having too many problems and our children not having too many problems. You know, we like to put those bumper stickers up there, you know, my kid's the honor roll student or whatever. But the reality is, I don't care where you are. I don't care what side of the country you're at. I don't care what the per capita income is of a given area. Our kids face many, many challenges. So I want to start this out, and then I'm going to let you guys take over with your mission statement because it is huge. And I want everybody listening to this because this is a tall order. Hunterdon Youth Services provides a responsive, safe, and therapeutic environment for adolescent males and their families during transition or crisis. Our programs are designed to restore trust, build social skills, encourage independence, and develop a path for each young man toward personal achievement. Wow. I mean, that's wow. That would be wow for my sons. Okay, I would send them to you. Given what some of these kids are going through, how do you do that? You know, what goes on over there? I know you're successful, but tell us a little bit about the program, who's involved, and how this all happens. Because again, that is a tall order.
Well, so Susan, you know, Hunterdon Youth Services started over 35 years ago. It actually started as more of a shelter environment for kids. And originally it was actually a county-run and county-funded program back in the day when it was a shelter.
And the county had money.
Good point. And then, you know, what happened is the needs of the community changed, and the program and organization evolved, so it became a standalone 501c3 and moved from providing a shelter environment, which provided very temporary care for both boys and girls, to really focus in on adolescent males because that's where we really saw the need at that point in time. So now we're a group home environment. And our boys stay with us on average about 9 months. We have had some of our boys who are with us for a couple of years. So it really can be a pretty broad period of time. Most of our kids that come to us, they're between the ages of 13 to 19. Occasionally, we can keep one to 20 or 21, depending upon their individualized circumstances. Most of them tend to be 16 to 18. About half of the kids that come to us are what most people would think of as coming to us from the traditional foster care system. Mm-hmm. So they've been victims of abuse, abandonment, or neglect. And then the other half of our kids are community kids. So they could be your sons, mm-hmm. Who were having behavioral issues and couldn't maintain them at home. And so we really try to provide a comprehensive array of support to them and their families.
And 16 to 18, we all know, is just such a wonderful time period.
So much fun.
Yes, in an adolescent's life and a family's life.
So, you know, fortunately, we have great partners that we work with, and I especially want to say a thank you to the school system here, because they have been great community partners in working with us.
That's good to
and
know.
And working with our boys and meeting their academic needs, because the vast majority of the kids that we do get, you know, they are behind academically, and as pretty much everybody listening knows, you know, if you're not taking care of those academic needs, then the kids aren't going to be prepared for the future.
Absolutely.
That's what we really focus on a lot.
On the other hand, it's a catch-22. If they're dealing with all these other issues, how do they buckle down, you know, under the stress and the requirements, et cetera, of school? And, you know, we do sheltering of people in the county through the Department of Social Services and so forth. And I will tell you, we just conducted a study with the Department of Social Services to find out who's being sheltered in Hunterdon County. Where is the need? And quite frankly, while we have young women who comprise much of our homeless population, it is the older gentlemen, 50 or older, and it's very difficult to get them into a program, to get them off the street, to assist them in lifestyle changes. Many of the programs that we have are for women here in the county. So when I hear you talk about, you know, these young men, let's fix it now, you know? Let's address these issues. Let's help them now, you know, whether it be the psychological or the academic. It is just so important. We don't want them to become the statistic later on in life.
Absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned the psychological aspect, and certainly that is a key part of our program. You know, we do have licensed clinicians on staff who provide individual and group therapy to the kids, as well as family therapy whenever possible, because, you know, most of our kids are going to return to their family environment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for us, that's one of the real issues that we continue to struggle with is, you know, how do we not only support the youth who's with us, but how do we help strengthen the family so that they're prepared when the young man is returning home to hopefully a different environment that, you know, that they can build upon towards their success.
And continue all of the wonderful things that you've been empowering that child with. You know, if they go home and there's a break in that, then it just goes right back to ground zero.
Yes, and I think one of the things that almost all families are struggling with now is the whole issue of, you know, providing supervision and oversight to their kids, and especially with the kids that we're working with, that is so critical, especially during the initial readjustment back to the community and home. And, you know, with most people having all the parents working, everybody in the household working, there is a lot of free time, and the access to the internet and ways of getting in trouble that most of us never even dreamed of. It's just so easy now for these kids to be led astray.
And the family is huge. You know, this for some reason, I have to check this out, but I was listening to Bill Maher last night, and he came up with some report that said, oh, it makes no difference how much time you spend with your kids. They're going to come out the same way no matter what. Well, I personally beg to differ, and I have been, you know, a PTO mom, I have been a coach, I have been a Boy Scout leader, all of those things. It's right there in front of you. It is right there in front of you that when you are an involved parent, you make a difference. And certainly, it doesn't mean that your children are not going to be affected by all of these outside influences, as you just said. But it certainly helps, and it certainly will help when the person comes back from Hunterdon Youth Services with all this wonderful new opportunity to continue along those lines.
I totally agree with you, Susan. And you know, one of the things that I feel fortunate about is our board has really made an investment over this last year in the organization and really has implemented what we think are some best practice strategies. So, you know, we've brought in some nationally recognized trainers to look at our behavior management system, which, you know, is how we interact with our kids and how we reinforce positive behaviors and move them away from negative behaviors. And we've done a lot of what we would call values clarification exercises with the kids. So it's becoming much more of an individualized program that focuses in on what are the individualized values and goals of each of these individuals, rather than looking at them, you know, as all the same. Because as we all know, we're not all the same.
No,
and we all
not.
Have different needs.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break, and I'm glad you brought the board into the picture, because when we come back, Carolyn, I want to ask you, in this day and age, how a board can, in fact, be supportive of the nonprofit environment, which can be very, very difficult to navigate. We'll be right back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Crime Stoppers of Hunterdon County and the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce are offering a free seminar, Keeping Your Business Safe, on Tuesday, April 28th at 5:30 at the Historic Courthouse in Flemington. This program will include a presentation by Prosecutor Anthony Kearns and then an in-depth discussion by the FBI about physical security and identity theft, followed by presentations on cloud security. Registration is free, but please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-782-3909 to register today. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's radio show. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline, and here to remind you that Hunterdon Helpline is your first call for help, no matter what the crisis, no matter what the situation or need, whether it be basic human need resources, support for seniors and persons with disabilities, children, youth, and families, physical and mental health resources, employment resources, emergency shelter, suicide prevention. The list goes on and on. We take over for the Department of Social Services after they close, both in Hunterdon and Somerset County. And we also are the hub of the Link when the Link office closes. How do you contact us? 908-782-4357. 908-782-4357 or our 1-800 number 272-4630. 272-4630. Do visit us on the internet at www.helplinehc.org. Helplinehc.org for a listing of all our programs and services, but also to learn how Hunterdon Helpline is your first call for help here in the county for any need. We will give you information, we will refer and link you to the other organizations in our community for a holistic, sustainable solution to your problem. And we have, as we said in the first segment, we've got Lawrence Brooks, who is the Executive Director of Hunterdon Youth Services, here with us today, as well as his Board Vice President, Carolyn Evans. We've been talking about the incredible work that you do, Lawrence, for the youth of our community, and how you do that. And you had mentioned that one of the ways you are successful is the engagement of your board. And Carolyn, let's talk a little bit about that, because nonprofits today, you know, we could be in dire straits. The sequestering of the government has reduced grant funding. Corporations have been hit by the Great Recession of our time, and funding is just very hard to come by. And if without funding, how do we be a successful nonprofit and do the great work that we are set out to do?
Absolutely. We, as a board, we've all engaged financially and our time, and we're firm believers in what we're doing for these boys. They need the assistance. We are very active in getting community awareness. That's one of the, as you said, biggest secret in Hunterdon County is Hunterdon Youth Services. So one of the things that, as a board, we've done is engage and create community awareness for as many people as we can. So if every board member is explaining what we're doing and telling all their friends and telling their business partners or business friends, it's creating an awareness. We do fundraisers that our fundraisers are to raise money, but they're also to engage the community in awareness and to explain to them and to see firsthand our success stories and how we're impacting the lives of these young boys. So we've done fundraisers. We've done our third night of a third year will be October 10th of our comedy night, which is hilarious. We engage local comedians, and it's a nice evening dinner, silent auction, comedians. And so far, the response has been tremendous. And our first year was a struggle. Second year, more than doubled the attendance, almost tripled the amount of silent auction items.
Wow.
So it really has grown, and we're very hopeful that this year will be as successful, if not more. Everybody seems to love it. Last year, people were coming up to me saying, I want to be on the list for next year. I want to be here. This is so much fun. It's for such a great cause and such great diverse opportunities to share with the people. So, you know, there were a lot of opportunities. They were all different, giving trees. There was a silent auction. There were 50, you know, there's just things.
And you have a golf outing coming up shortly, too.
And that is our most current. Yes, it's our first annual golf outing at Stanton Ridge Country Club on May 11th. Registration starts at 10:30. The shotgun start at 12. It includes lunch, dinner, an hour open bar, and silent auction, a few golf silent auction items, and 50-50. Am I missing anything? No, but it'll be a great day out. We're looking forward to it's the day after Mother's Day, so we're hoping the weather's going to cooperate and just be a fun-filled day for everyone involved. We have opportunities for people to just come for dinner. So if they're not golfers and want to come support and learn a little bit more about our organization, they can opt to do just the dinner only. So there's something for everyone.
It's a hard juggling act to be a nonprofit, to get your information out there, to put on an event, which quite frankly costs money. That's something that people don't realize. Before you can reap the profits, you have to pay the bills. Yeah. It's a huge juggling act, a huge juggling act. What do we say to people out there who say, oh, this is just another golf outing, or this is just another, you know, event? Those nonprofits always have their hands out. How do we convince them that these boys need their help?
Well, the youth is our future. You know, and what we want to do is prevent them from becoming a statistic. We want to create contributing members to our society. We have mentor programs. You know, we have absolutely engaged the boys in all different areas that they're going to need to succeed, even when they move back to their home. We do have therapy with the families so that everyone is engaged. Everyone understands what it needs to, you know, it takes a village to raise a child. Remember that. And I think that we are our own village here, getting getting the community to help us raise these 12 boys at a time. You know, we have a 12-bed facility. So as they rotate in and out, they're, you know, it's just a great feeling to be able to send a young man into the community, back into the community, who has the tools now to help himself and others. So,
And emphasis on others, because this is our community. They are part. These are our absolutely. Sons, our neighbors, our nephews, and so forth. And improving the life of just one of these boys means improving the entire village, as you say, or absolutely. Our community. I mean, this is where it happens.
And I was just going to comment too, Susan, you know, that I think one of the things for my board and our volunteers in our organization is, you know, they get to work directly with the men, the young men that they're impacting.
Oh, that's
and
great.
I think, you know, developing that relationship and being able to actually see and get to know who you're impacting, you know, does make such a difference. And I think that's part of why, you know, I feel so fortunate to have such a passionate board. And then I think the other thing, going back to the fundraising for a moment, is I think one of the things that our board has been very skilled at, and I've seen it in your organization as well, because, you know, my board chair and I and our respective spouses went to your event at the Ryland, mm-hmm. which was phenomenal. But I think part of it was, you know, we try to do things where we have fun. You know, so it is about, yes, it is for charity and it's for a good cause and you should feel good about it for that reason, but we also do it because it's things that people are going to enjoy doing. And, you know, your event was the same way. You know, it was a lovely night, and everybody there had a great time. And so I think that if you can make that happen, then that's how you continue to build the base, because people do remember, wow, I want to do that again because that was fun.
Had a good time, right?
Absolutely. And you touched upon something as well, that your board is engaged in the everyday of the organization. And some of our board members have now taken to becoming a volunteer for our telephone reassurance program. Well, I can sit at a board meeting and tell them what we do over and over and over again. They hate the acronyms. Tell me what that means. Tell me what that means, Susan. But now that they are extremely engaged in that day to day, they're wowed. That they cannot believe just how these programs help people, how our clients are benefiting each and every day, hour by hour. It really, truly makes a difference. And I think it makes a difference, and Carolyn, perhaps you could talk to that as well. You know, corporate-wise and even nonprofit-wise, we normally get, or we have in the past, people who simply want to put their board position on their resume. It certainly is an entree into the next job or what have you. But I think more and more that people realize that this is something that benefits their own lives.
Oh, without a doubt. I actually can honestly say on our board, I don't think there's not one person that is doing this for their resume. Not one.
That is great.
You agree, Lawrence?
I do agree with you, Carolyn.
Not one person.
But I will say, you know, we did have some board turnover. And I think part of that was because, you know, as the organization is evolving and changing, and the expectation that we're putting on our board members is evolving and changing, people do have to make a decision about, is this the right fit for mm-hmm. me? Because I think
true.
You're absolutely right, Susan. You know, what we need as nonprofit executives are people who are going to come to the table and collaborate with us and who are going to be part of the struggle and
roll
journey.
Roll up the sleeves.
Right, to advance our organization. And every single one of our board members, fortunately, are willing to roll up those sleeves and dive in mm-hmm. and make it happen. And, you know, we don't always fully agree with each other about the direction that we're moving in, but everybody
but
is coming
healthy.
At it from the right reason,
right.
You know, the right way they're approaching it.
And it's constructive, and honestly, every single person is engaged equally. They have a passion for this, and they want to see the boys succeed, and they want to see us succeed to make sure that the boys can succeed and that the house remains moving in a forward progress, because honestly, without that, what are we? Right?
Absolutely.
So, and I think also the board, the direction the board has taken is we do as an example, so the community sees that we are leading by example, we are rolling up our sleeves, we are engaging both physically and financially And we get businesses then to understand that we're as vested as they are. So then they are eager to contribute and to participate. We have a lot of very supportive local businesses in the Hunterdon area. And I have to say, you know, it's been very helpful to get these programs going, to get our fundraisers to become the success that they are. And now to have a third year, to say we're having a comedy night fundraiser third year, and people are flocking to come. They really want to be there because they had so much fun the last time. We're hoping this golf outing is going to be the same. This is our first. We're hopeful that we're going to get a lot of golfers, and they're all going to have a great time. We have some great business supporters that have sponsored to help us with the burden of getting this going.
Want to give a shout out to some of them?
Well, I sure will. First of all, let me start with Evans Worldwide, which has been our presenting sponsor. We have CBM, which is one of our lunch and dinner sponsors, and the Grimes Law Firm, which has been our cocktail hour sponsor, our favorite time of the day. So those are some of our key sponsors that have really supported
us
this year.
And they are so important. So we've been talking a lot about Hunterdon Youth Services, the great work that they do, the wonderful board that rolls up its sleeves. You need to find out more about them. So how can you participate? How can you get in on the golf outing or comedy night? Go to www.hunterdonyouthservices.org. Hunterdon Youth Services, all one word, .org. Lawrence, a phone number, whatever. How should they reach you? Either to participate in one of these events, but also maybe they are listening and saying, you know what? My family needs this service.
Sure. So our phone number is 908-782-0848. That's 908-782-0848. And certainly you can go through the website as well. And there are email links that you can click on to send an email if you prefer to reach out that way as well.
Great. We're going to take a break, and we will be right back with Carolyn Evans and Lawrence Brooks of Hunterdon Youth Services.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. Police in Idaho say a very modest hero declined to give his name after saving a driver from a possible plunge down a mountainside. Police in Lewiston say they had to search in order to find Jason Warnock, who said he didn't want the attention.
I'm no one special, just a regular dude.
Warnock pulled Matthew Sitko from his SUV as it hung from a chain-link fence above a steep drop, and police say the accident this week could have been caused by a mental episode, but didn't give details. The Oklahoma Reserve Sheriff's deputy who shot and killed a suspect thinking he was using his taser says the mistake he made could happen to just anyone. 73-year-old insurance executive Robert Bates killed a suspect during an altercation while serving as a Tulsa County Reserve deputy. Bates is charged with manslaughter. Arizona police say an argument over a family business ended in murder and suicide. Phoenix police found the bodies of two women and three men, including the shooter, after surrounding a house from Thursday afternoon into the night. Two other women, including one with two small children, escaped. This is USA Headline News.
589%. 589%? That is how much more fat you could burn if you were using the 10-2 and a chew weight loss system from ilikehowilook.com. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. A double-blind controlled clinical study showed that the 10-2 and a chew weight loss system burned 589% more fat than exercise and dieting alone. Think how much easier it'll be to lose weight. Go to ilikehowilook.com and read the study for yourself. You swallow a small capsule at 10, another at 2, and eat a tasty collagen protein candy chew anytime you need a snack. And with that, you could burn 589% more fat. Watch the video at ilikehowilook.com to get the full story. Most people notice a curbed appetite and more energy the very first day. It's safe, all natural, there's a money-back guarantee, and they'll even send you free samples. Go to ilikehowilook.com. ilikehowilook.com.
And the weather forecast starts today with a high of 69, cloudy and rainy. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms before 10 p.m., isolated showers between 10 and 11. The high will be around 50 degrees. Saturday, sunny with a high near 77 and 10 to 15 miles per hour winds. Saturday night, mostly clear, a low around 43. And Sunday, sunny skies with a high near 62. with Sunday evening bringing a chance of rain after 3 a.m. and mostly cloudy with a low around 48 degrees. Chance of precipitation is 50%. And then on Monday, periods of rain again, mainly after 9 a.m. and a high near 60. You are back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio station. We owe it all to the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet radio station for giving us this great opportunity to talk to all of you here every Friday morning. I'm Susan Lax, host of the show, and today we have been talking about the work of Hunterdon Youth Services, Lawrence Brooks, the director, and Carolyn Evans, board vice president, have been with us. And when we left the last segment, we were talking, Carolyn, about how the board manages to meet the needs, both monetarily and so forth. And both of you really praised your board and how they have that rolled-up sleeve attitude. But because we're on a Chamber of Commerce radio station, I want to bring out something that you said during the break, and that is what's so important for nonprofits today is that partnership between the nonprofit and the for-profit, the corporations, and what that partnership does. You say you have very successful partnering with them for the Day of Caring, that they come out, various corporations come out, send their employees to help maintain what I'm sure is a huge, huge bill. We'll just leave it at a huge bill to maintain a facility like that. How do you engage them? How do you engage those companies? How do you engage the employee who is looking at, and we both know this, Lauren, especially because we're both members of Give Hunterdon. You know, we're all nonprofits. We're all competing, unfortunately, for that same dollar. How do we engage the right person, the right corporation for our particular situation?
Well, so, you know, our best experiences, Susan, have been where we've had groups who come to us, and then we actually plan out pretty clearly what the expectations are. So I think one of the things that we try to do is we try to make sure that they understand what they're getting into. And, you know, our boys can be the most pleasant, wonderful group of young men to interact with, and they can also be, you know, 12 young men that you're thinking, oh, I need to cross the street and not be a part of this. So part of it is we try to give them a clear expectation. The other part of it is, you know, to really assess what is it that they are looking for as volunteers engaging with us, because, you know, we have a list of needs of things we want done, but if that doesn't match what they want to do, then it's not a good fit.
That is so important. I think people think that even giving money, you know, altruistically, that it's about altruism. It really isn't. It's a social contract. When I go to volunteer at organizations outside of Hunterdon Helpline, I do so because I'm getting something from it. I don't mind saying that, whether it is the reward of, say, it's an animal organization, and, you know, everybody knows that I'm into that. You know, I walk away with a smile on my face. I enjoy you know, working with animals. Let's face it, I even enjoy picking up after animals. So that is so important, because we can put out a message to all the people of Hunterdon County and say, please come and volunteer for us. But if they're not finding that sort of inner satisfaction, it isn't going to work.
Yes, and you know, again, I think one of the things we talked about in terms of the board engagement, but I also think it's true for our volunteers, and especially mm-hmm. with things like the Day of Caring, is a lot of the times we have at least a few of our boys engage in the activity with them. Mm-hmm. So again, I think for them it reinforces, oh, this is who I'm doing this for. So it's not just this physical plant that I'm improving. This is these kids' homes for a couple of years oftentimes, and I want to be a part of that. And then I will say, you know, we've talked about the board and how wonderful they are, and it really is true. But we
their director is pretty good too, I hear, Carolyn.
But we also have a wonderful staff. I mean, we really have a wonderful staff. And, you know, we have a couple of staff members who really try to make sure that the volunteers, when they do come out, that they have a great experience too.
Yes,
so they're doing the homemade cooking and the great beverages and trying to make sure that the youth have a great experience. And one of our biggest days of caring was done by Merck. And, you know, afterwards, the coordinator from Merck called me and said, you know, we did several different days of caring over the last couple of years, and we always evaluate from the people who are involved, you know, how things ranked or whatever. And she was like, you know, the experience we had there was the best one.
Oh, wow.
By unanimously by all of the participants. And, you know, obviously that made us feel good, but it also, I think, prompted them to say, you know, wow, let's really figure out what we can do to continue this relationship. But I really think the two keys for us in that experience was, one, the engagement with the youth in the projects, and then the mm-hmm. other was fortunately having a wonderful staff and board members, because Carolyn mm-hmm. volunteered that day too, who really tried to show the appreciation to those volunteers as well, because that's as we nice. Both know, you know, volunteers need to be recognized too.
Absolutely. You
know? And we do need volunteers.
We need volunteers. And again, if you want to look at it from a financial point of view, having volunteers really makes us able to operate in the fashion that we need to, because if we had to pay staff, that just wouldn't happen. But, you know, kudos to your boys, too, because I think it's so important for them to realize that they were an integral part of this day and that they made the experience special and that they also had ownership of it, you know, so that they were able to engage the volunteers and say, you know what, I'm going to work with you and you're going to see how great this is, and I'm going to engage you so much that you're going to want to come back and work with us some more.
And you
that's
know,
fantastic.
The other part of that, too, Susan, is, you know, they learned some skills that they wouldn't have known otherwise, mm-hmm. like, you know, sanding and staining and stripping
paint.
I'm sure
paint. The volunteers did, too.
Oh, of course. We probably did, too. And landscaping and other kinds of skills that, you know, most of us take for granted because we've learned it through our families of origin in a quote-unquote normal household. But most of our kids haven't had that experience. So for them to really begin to understand, you know, here are how some of these skills get used, you know, it was a really good experience for them that way as well.
That is wonderful. You know, I was listening to the news about Aaron Hernandez, and one of the color commentary people were talking about how some of these kids get drafted. All of a sudden, they have a ton of money. They come from a background that's quite different than what that socioeconomic group is now. And to make that transition often is difficult. And how do we mentor some of our athletes to make that transition of being some kid on the corner playing ball to in the limelight and making millions, literally.
More money than they could.
Right, millions of dollars. And you say, well, that's a success story. But in fact, it may not be. And so when we look at your boys and say, what does the future hold? What you are doing is actually literally taking them by the hand and helping them make that transition into something better, something more promising, an opportunity, something that, you know, and there's a word that, you know, very few people don't realize that very few people live without the knowledge of what an opportunity, any kind of opportunity is. So I do think we're going to stop for a break, but what you're doing, again, to quote Carolyn, is about our community. It is so much about our community, and how do we improve our community and our part in that community. We will be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation and all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
And we're back. Hands Across Hunterdon radio show from Hunterdon Helpline every Friday morning. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director, and with us are the folks from Hunterdon Youth Services, Lawrence Brooks, who is the Director, and Carolyn Evans, who is the Board Vice President. It's been amazing talking to you both and talking to you about the issues that face nonprofits. And Lawrence, you and I are members of Give Hunterdon. It's a organization of nonprofits in the area, how we can really work together, promote each other. As I mentioned before, you know, sometimes it's difficult for the nonprofits, particularly in this day and age where, you know, belts are tight, whether it's government funding, corporate funding, individual funding. So the Give Hunterdon organizations really find that we're really not overlapping. We're not competing with the same dollars. As you pointed out with volunteers, is it the right fit? My volunteers might be different at 100 and Helpline than the volunteers who want to work with the boys at 100 and Youth Services. And we've been pretty successful so far. We're learning how to tweet. We're learning how to like each other on Facebook. And we have about 14 nonprofits: Family Promise, Fisherman's Mark, Good News Home for Women, Volunteer Guardianship One-on-One, the YMCA of Hunterdon County, Norwest CAP, of course, Hunterdon Youth Services, NAMI of Hunterdon, the Flemington Food Pantry, Hunterdon Drug Awareness Program, CASA of Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren, Meals on Wheels, Safe in Hunterdon, and again, of course, Hunterdon Helpline. Lawrence, what does it mean for all of us to work together in this day and age? What does Give Hunterdon mean to you? If there's a nonprofit listening now who might consider joining us, what would you say?
Well, so I think one of the things that I would say is I think we all kind of experience our community here to be a pretty close-knit community. Mm. And one of the things, first of all, I should say, Susan, is thank you for your leadership in helping with Give Hunterdon. So thank you for that. But then I think the other thing that we've really talked about in the meetings that we've had so far is what are the creative ways that we can partner together, not only to promote our organizations, but also as we look at grant funding and other opportunities. You know, we do have a continuum of care amongst ourselves. And if we each play our role in that continuum, the better the possibility for us to get additional funding that will strengthen all of us as an organization. And I think the thing that we've really tried to do with it is we've really tried to structure it in such a way that it's not a competition. You know, so it does, each organization is still standing on its own shoulders and its own reputation, but at the same time, we're trying to do some of the advertising and other kinds of things that are just cost prohibitive for small grassroots organizations like mine. There's no way that we could, you know, take out a bunch of paid advertising or other kinds of things to spread the word. But collectively, if we each put in $50, then we're able to do some of these kinds of things. So I really think it's been able to raise the profile. We've actually had a couple of discussions at our board meeting about it. And I know our board members have been very pleased with the way that it's represented our organization and helped us to get the word out. The other thing that I think is really great about it, although I have not been as diligent as I should be in providing the information, is the community calendar. So the community members know, well, there's one resource that I can go to and see what all of these great charities are doing. So if I want to come to Hunterdon Youth Services Golf Outing, it's going to be on the Give Hunterdon. If I want to come to the Comedy Night, it's going to be on there. If I want to go to the Helpline's Ryland Inn event, it's going to be on that calendar. Rather than having to go to your website, then my website, then somebody else's website, it's all there in one centralized location.
And the links, if they, and it's givehunterdon.org for those of you who need to go there right now and see all the organizations. givehunterdon.org has all the organizations listed with their logo. So not only can you go to the community calendar, but if you're interested in Hunterdon Youth Services, click on Hunterdon Youth Services. You get a good idea of what the organization is. And then there is a link to go directly to their website and find out more about that organization. The other thing that you said, too, that I found in some of these meetings was not only is it a collaboration financially and hopefully with grants in the future, but we've learned so much about each other's organizations that even Hunterdon Helpline, your first call for help, where I'm supposed to link and refer, we evolve. We evolve because we have to, because of the financial situation or whatever. I've learned so much more being in those group meetings about Good News Home for Women, for instance, at the last meeting. That was, you know, an eye-opener. And I know that Larry Cartwright of NAMI of Hunterdon and Good News, Robin of Good News, have now started talking to each other. But not just to know what the other organizations are out there, but also, you know, what if, you know, somebody comes to your organization and maybe has a problem with mental illness. Now we know. You know what? You can call NAMI of Hunterdon. So we're educating ourselves as to the integral network within our community and how that village, as Carolyn pointed out, becomes almost smaller and smaller. So I'm pleased, but if you are a nonprofit out there, go to givehunterdon.org and see if you're interested in becoming a member. And if you are a generous person who loves Hunterdon County and wants to support all the wonderful work in Hunterdon County, but not, you're not quite sure where to start, but you know you want to keep that money in Hunterdon County, this is your opportunity to put your dollars in the pockets of those people who are working for the people that you know, your family, your neighbors, etc., and you will be able to go directly to a particular organization, learn about it, decide whether or not you want to donate, go to the next one. There are, again, links to donate to the various organizations who are members of Give Hunterdon. Please support us. Support us on Facebook. Support us when you see the tweet. Becoming very astute, and we're going to all be learning how to do that. But it is important. It's important because we want to support each other. So glad to be a co-member with you, Lawrence. And let's get back to Hunterdon Youth Services. Let's have some contact information. We know if you're interested, call 908-782-0848, 782-0848. Visit them on their website. If you don't go through Give Hunterdon, go directly to Hunterdon Youth Services, all one word, .org. And think, come on, I know that you want to play golf, May 11th. Anything else? What's the last thing you'd like our listeners to take away?
Well, you know, as I've been sitting here, Susan, I think I realize that Carolyn and I will both be shot by our board chair if I don't say that, you know, we've talked a lot about the community engaging with us, but one of the things that our board has really tried to focus in on this last year as well is having the boys engage with the community. So we've really tried to make sure that our boys recognize that, yes, it's wonderful that the community gives to us, but how do you as a responsible citizen give back to the community? So we've been very involved with organizations like Grow a Row. We've done some work with the Raritan Headwaters Association in terms of river cleanup and those kinds of things. We've worked with the food pantry. We've worked with the Y on a couple of projects and helped with some community days through Bishop Market and Bishop's Market and other kinds of things. So, you know, the other thing that I would say is, yes, we want the community to engage with us and to volunteer for us, but also if there's organizations out there that need some extra hands, we do tend to have some boys that we can engage to help with that. So let us know that as well.
And that's a good way to end. I want to thank you both for coming on the show. Again, the work that you do is important to each and every one of us. We are all touched by this in some way, and particularly with this connectivity of the boys going out into the community. They are our citizens. They are, as Carolyn said, the future of our community. Thank you both for coming. Coming up next is Boomer's World.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. Police in Idaho say a very modest hero declined to give his name after saving a driver from a possible plunge down a mountainside. Police in Lewiston say they had to search in order to find Jason Warnock, who said he didn't want the attention.
I'm no one special. Just a regular dude.
Warnock pulled Matthew Sitko from his SUV as it hung from a chain-link fence above a steep drop, and police say the accident this week could have been caused by a mental episode, but didn't give details. The Oklahoma Reserve Sheriff's deputy who shot and killed a suspect thinking he was using his taser says the mistake he made could happen to just anyone. 73-year-old insurance executive Robert Bates killed a suspect during an altercation while serving as a Tulsa County Reserve deputy. Bates is charged with manslaughter. Arizona police say an argument over a family business ended in murder and suicide. Phoenix police found the bodies of two women and three men, including the shooter, after surrounding a house from Thursday afternoon into the night. Two other women, including one with two small children, escaped. This is USA Headline News.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long.
Ugh.
But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect?
When
you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale. April 17th through the 20th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Over 60 cities across the U.S. were involved to commemorate the Holocaust this week. USA's Russ Jones attended a commemoration event in Memphis and has this to report.
March of Remembrance Memphis held its inaugural event Thursday. Waving Israeli flags and praying on a busy street corner, participants honored those affected by the Holocaust and stood in support of Israel and Jews worldwide. Megan Miles, a recent graduate of the University of Memphis, says it's important for younger generations to understand the tragedy of the Holocaust.